Hi, I'm sure you really like the show, my crazy antics. What's he gonna do next? But please do realize that for every minute I spend doing this crap, my chances of gainful employment continue to slide down the drain. Maybe one day I will realize my dream of becoming a heart surgeon. This is the Drudge Report for the 13th of October 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and for what you consider funny, I think is just racist and offensive. Shame on me. The Chinese yuan has hit a record high against the US dollar under US political pressure over claims the yuan is vastly undervalued. It looks like Hu Jintao's getting laid tonight, doggy style, which is a bad thing, meaning they're going to eat the girl afterwards with some sort of cat. I know the Chinese hate women, but that much? Jeez! The yuan touched an intraday high of nearly 6.26 to 1 US dollar, marking the highest level since 1994, the beginning of when the foreign exchange trade system began. On the bright side, there's never been a better time to visit the mainland. Say, how much for a blowjob? You can do what you want. Please, just take my daughter away from me. I don't care. On the downside, Americans are too busy consuming Chinese crap at inflated prices to even notice the Made in China sticker, which ironically was most likely made in the US. Listen here, Chinese kids. It's great work you're doing. We'll pay you eventually, although probably not. You're a star, Wang. Keep up those restless nights. Well, every night. Just one thing. The Miley Cyrus blow-up dolls are coming along nicely, but reportedly only after one use. Her face distorts to resemble her father's, most likely because of the cheap materials. But for cost reasons, we're going to have to blame you. It's a real shame, but we're going to have to put you all down, assuming the lead paint hasn't already done its job. Lol, what a funny scenario. I was never a big fan of Billy Ray Cyrus, but a bit of achy breaky heart never hurt nobody. Except my ears. They're still bleeding to this day. Say hello to JP Morgan. Fine, don't say hi back. And I thought I was the deranged one. At least I'm not rude. The US's biggest bank reported a record quarterly profit this Friday, due in part to a surge in mortgage refinancing. Considering that the global economy has never been worse and America is teetering on the edge of collapse, we can certainly rule out anything dodgy. The bank made $5.3 billion from July through September, up 36% from the same period a year ago. Just wow. For an institution that fails to produce anything meaningful, they really are the definition of the word parasite, as the net wealth of the middle and lower class continues to sap away. It's reported that the only expenses at JP Morgan are their employees' integrity and dignity. Frankly, for us, they're at all-time lows, so our only hope is a little common sense and a self-realization, followed by a voluntary bullet to the head. The global financial system may be one big joke, but this comedian's not laughing. Sometimes I like to write the jokes, other times they're written for me, courtesy of the retardation that lies within our fellow man-made decisions. The European Union has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize, despite a year of anti-austerity protests. In fact, this is in spite of the disaster that is the Eurozone, the rampant unemployment and the fast subjection to the EU, as the construct slowly unravels and breaks apart over the coming years, and war sets in between different European countries. Gotta love that Peace Prize! Apparently it was a heated contest between the EU or a predator drone. However, the predator drone just lost out on account of not being pink. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has defended the White House as his department officially confirmed a fiscal 2012 deficit of $1.089 trillion US dollars. $1 trillion isn't that much. Isn't that what, like, Apple makes from just one of their iPhone sales? This is despite President Obama's pledge to cut the deficit by half, some many forgotten years ago, posing a major headache for Obama's re-election campaign. Plus, he has to deal with two black kids. Maybe it's because I kidnapped my two black kids, but still, they're mental, shouting things like, "I want my real parents back! Bitch, please!" However, the deficit is $207 billion less than in 2011, and $238 billion less than the forecast in February. I mean, come on guys, how much is Obama spending on useless education and healthcare nowadays? I say he should spend the money towards making it easier for students to copy and paste Wikipedia articles for their assignments. Now there's a real solution. The shock! The terror! God have mercy! A gunman has shot a round into the window of a field campaign office for President Obama in Denver, shattering a window. Today we would like to pay respects to that window by saying an individual prayer for each piece of shattered glass in broken French and with our thoughts to Barack Obama and his daughter, the hot one. Damn it, CNN already beat me to it. The vice presidential debate between Biden and Ryan managed to capture the attention of more than 51 million Americans. I'd kill for those figures, Ryan's body and Biden's. Just Biden's. However, this is a sharp, sharp decline from the 2008 election, coming in at 67.2 million, more than a 15 million viewer increase compared to this year. But don't worry, I know what you're going through. I was doing 7 downloads on the podcast yesterday, and today I only managed to peak in at 6. It's a real blow to my ego. 5 downloads were on my computer alone. I forgot to add that Biden lied during the debate, saying that he voted against both wars, when in fact he voted affirmative for both. But, you know, it just didn't fit in with the last joke, and, you know, there's only so many variations of the word dick you can use. A drone aircraft that entered Israeli airspace earlier this week was apparently on a mission to take pictures of the Dimona Nuclear Research Center in southern Israel, Israeli officials confirmed Friday. This sounds suspiciously like the plot to a Call of Duty game, Israel vs. Iran. Of course, the biggest complaint was that the game was too easy when playing on the side of Israel. Shooting an Iranian man with a white flag, bracing a surrendering position, does not constitute as entertainment. Don't get me started on the last mission, Operation Nuclear Warhead. All you have to do is press a big red button, and you're done. Now, what happened to the good old days of bouncing a ball in the driveway for hours? Where it belongs, forgotten in the past. 3 days before the US general election, a puppet-based protest next month dubbed the Million Muppet March is set to take place after Romney pledged during a presidential debate to end the US federal government's subsidy for the US public broadcasting service. Attendance, of course, will be counted by hands, so really it should be renamed to the Half Million Muppet March. Joe Biden and his best buddy Barack Obama claim that they were both unaware for more requests for more security in Benghazi following the recent attack on a US embassy in Libya. Yeah, right. Soon they'll be telling us that bailing out the banks was a good idea and that Mitt Romney sexually assaulted Big Bird for being African American. Eat the lies, my friends. The bitter aftertaste should be a good reminder as to why you're still single. Either that, or maybe you should put on some pants the next time you greet a member of the opposite sex, you fool. Or maybe same sex, if your name's not Mitt Romney. A Secret Service agent was arrested for disorderly intoxication in Miami early Friday after he was found passed out on a street hours after President Obama left town. You know, things are going downhill when the Secret Service... You know, things are going downhill when the Secret Service is becoming as incompetent as the people they're paid to protect. Yet I don't blame the man. The idea of risking your life for Barack Obama is a chilling thought indeed. You know, things are going real bad when Mr. Obama is faced by gunmen and all 30 of his Secret Service agents dive out in front of the president, shouting, "Please, bullet, hit me! Put me out of my misery!" Soft drink makers, restaurateurs, and other businesses are suing to block the New York City's move to end the sale of supersized sugary drinks in many eateries. The ultimate catch-22. Do we let the people gorge themselves on sugar, or do we regulate it for the sole purpose of tax revenue? Although let's put it this way, there's very little difference in sexual stimulation over masturbating to an obese woman, as opposed to a severely obese woman who appears to contain the couch she's sitting on within her stomach. When I hoped for free market choice, this isn't exactly what I had in mind. Hacker group Anonymous have withdrawn their support for WikiLeaks. Unfortunately, we'll never know who withdrew their support. What a brilliant joke. Now, should I use the television cord or the Ethernet cable to hang myself? NASA have signed an agreement with a California-based startup to develop and market a nasal spray for motion sickness. Gee, the thought that the US government is wasting millions of dollars on this stupid crap is making me... Damn it, I just wish there was some kind of nasal spray to help contain my anger. Some people will just never understand. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Well, there's more time in the day, just not for you. Unless if your name's SexyBot69 and you're less than a $2.50 burden on my credit card per minute, you can have as much time as you want, baby. Give or take 10 minutes. This has been the Drudge Report for the 13th of October, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and while you see blue, I also see blue. Holy crap, it's like we're both human or something.